Feminist Lesbian Quits LGBT, Becomes Conservative Free Speech Advocate. By Neil Monroe on February 24, 2020. A feminist and lesbian YouTuber says she's quitting the LGBT community and becoming a conservative because of the increasingly intolerant action by pro-transgender and woke activists towards lesbians. YouTube star Arielle Scarcella said she's being pushed towards conservatives because conservatives are more tolerant and more supportive of free speech. I generally voted Democrat, I wasn't really a fan of Hillary. I didn't really like Bernie, Scarcella said in a Timcast IRL interview. I absolutely knew Trump was gonna win because there was so much attention on him, whether it was negative or positive. He says some dumb stuff. You know he does, let's be real. He says some misogynistic stuff sometimes, but his policies, some of them I agree with. I don't think there should be open borders. I don't think that's good. I don't think that people should be starving and killing each other in other countries, but like, why is it our fault? We should focus on what's happening here first, fix ourselves. But left-wingers are trying to suppress her open-minded speech, she said. They tell me to shut up, every single one of them is telling me, she said, adding. My friends have been messaging me telling me maybe just stop doing it for a while. That's why this intolerance keeps happening. If every single person on the internet right now, like in the LGBT community, that agrees with me, stood up, it would stop. It would stop. But everybody's terrified. The atmosphere has become so intolerant that some leftists insist she is bisexual and not a lesbian, because she once dated a woman who later declared that she had become a transgender man, Scarcella said. If your gender status changes every few weeks, does my sexual orientation change according to how you feel? How entitled is that mindset? Many gays and lesbians are afraid of woke leftists, she said. It's become all these mentally unstable, unhealthy-minded people who probably actually aren't queer. Most of these people aren't even that, and I think a lot of them are very young kids under the age of 25 that either feel like they don't have a place in the world, or they just want to be a part of something bigger, and they want to morally do something positive and be part of a movement. The cure is more speech, Scarcella said. I think we need more people that have big audiences. We need them to speak out, because nobody wants to be canceled. No one wants to lose brand deals, so everyone is just either ignoring it, not even touching on topics that are important to talk about. Yeah, or just pretending to go along with it, while actually agreeing with what I've been saying the whole time. Scarcella posted her anti-woke video at her YouTube channel. In her video, Scarcella said, "Hi, I'm Arielle. I'm a lesbian. And I don't think gender is a social construct. I don't think cis-straight white men are evil. I don't believe that general preferences are transphobic or that there are 97 genders. I don't think that male sex offenders belong in the women's prisons. I don't think it's normal for people to be praised for walking around with shirts that say kill TERFs. I don't think like these people, and I no longer want to be associated with them. I've reached peak LGBT. This is my coming out video. Never in my life have I been more canceled, tortured, tormented, harassed than by members of my own community. Never have I witnessed literal mentally ill individuals who are latching themselves onto the LGBT community without actually being LGBT for the sake of oppression points, external validation, and sympathy. Never have I seen such disrespect from younger LGBT people to the older lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocates who have been paving the way for us for longer than we've all been alive. Never have I seen people that use the word bigot so frequently and not see the hypocrisy and irony in themselves saying it. Some of you have noticed this change coming onto my YouTube channel within the past 2 years, as I've gotten what some people would say more conservative, and yeah, I have, haven't I? Since the queer movement right now is obsessed with all these different labels and I'm a fan of labels, I wanted to share a new label of mine with you. I'm coming out. I am officially leaving the left. When it's gotten to the point where I can no longer even list LGBT or women empowerment in my Instagram and Twitter bios without people thinking I'm part of this ridiculously woke cult. When we have rules in a pecking order about who is able to speak and for how long. Even about their own bodies and experiences. When we have children drag queens and think it's okay for them to perform sexually for adults. When we praise news stories like this, transgender man gives birth. that make absolutely no sense and do nothing for our movement or for people understanding us. When this bearded person is praised by LGBT organizations and deemed a speaker for lesbians. And when people say that straight black men are the white men of black people and I know what they mean, I no longer wish to be a part of this. The LGBT community has become a safe haven for the mentally unstable who are not seeking help, and who also aren't in any sense of the word queer. We've become so obsessed with validating everybody. How did we not see this coming? This community has become so ridiculously intolerant. While preaching love, that for the first time in a decade, LGBT acceptance is down. Anyone who goes against the grain and thinks for themselves is immediately outcast. That's not a community, that's a hive mind cult. Once again, my name is Ariel, I'm a lesbian YouTuber. I've been making content on this platform for 10 years. And I no longer want to be associated with a ridiculously woke left. I know you guys understand where I'm coming from. And I know you'll stick around, so I'm not worried about any of this. Meanwhile, her left-wing friends are being suppressed by the woke movement, Scarcella said. They just won't talk about it, they're afraid, like I said, they're afraid of losing brand deals. They're afraid of losing woke points.